Some fear that China will buy up American companies, but that fear also existed in the 80s when America feared that Japan is going to buy up American companies. So what? It was just good and to the benefit of America. We should welcome China's investment in American companies just as we welcome the billions of dollars that China has invested in U.S. Treasury bonds. This shows that China has faith in America, and American investment in China shows that we have faith in you. So I believe that China and U.S. economic relations will become even closer in the years ahead. Certainly I realize that we do not agree on everything, but who does? Certainly I realize that China has major hurdles to overcome, but it is not for me to say how China should overcome those hurdles and achieve its dreams. But I can tell you, however, that what has given America such energy and strength over the last 200 years, and perhaps there are some insights in this for China. America is a nation that believes in the power of the individual and what the individual can accomplish, no matter what the color, no matter the religion, no matter the ethnic background of the individual. Recently, as you probably maybe have read, Rosa Parks, a former seamstress married to a barber, married to a hairdresser, died. And she lay in honor in a rotunda of the U.S. Capitol in Washington. But people from around America came to say farewell to her and to thank her for changing our history and to change our society.